I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. When I first saw Ann Hood's new novel, She Loves You, Yeah, 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 I thought the cover looked a bit peculiar. I started to read, and on the first page, I realized it was a YA novel. I have too much admiration for Ann to give up, and I am so glad I did not. This fun story of a girl obsessed with meeting Paul McCartney brought back lots of memories when I first heard of the Fab Four. I have read four of her novels, and all have been wonderful experiences. Trudy Mixer, a young teen, hatches a plot to meet Paul when her father's gift of four tickets to a Boston concert melts away, because he must fly to Japan on a business deal. Trudy hopes her mother can drive her and her girlfriend to the concert. The plan completely melted away when her mother fell and broke a leg. Trudy is the president of the Beatles fan club at her middle school. Getting to the concert becomes her number one priority. Trudy enlists the help of her last three members of the fan club as interest in the Beatles is lost to a group of cheerleaders. Nevertheless, she persists in her plan to meet Paul. Trudy likes to catalog things that have made her happy. For instance, Hood writes, "The day I found a sand dollar on the beach, and the day Michelle whispered, 'Do you want to be my friend?' And February 9, 1964, my father and I watched the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show." As only young girls at that age can do, she also devises a plan. Hood writes, "Ways to meet Paul McCartney. 1. Go to his house in St. John Wood's in London and wait for him to come out. 2. Write to the Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, and request a meeting with Paul. 3. The chapter numbers are followed by a Beatles song. 'Baby, You Can Drive My Car' describes Trudy's attempt to get her mother to drive her 6 hours away, despite the fact her mother rarely drives any further than local stores. Trudy also suffers teasing when the kids find out her real name is Gertrude. As is true with most teens, she seeks a BFF, and Michelle fills that slot. Here is the plan to finalize her friendship," Hood writes. "Here are things I know. 1. Michelle's mother always drops her off at school on Wednesday mornings because that was the day Mrs. B. worked in her father's office. 2. Because Mrs. B. had to be at the office by 8:30, Michelle got to school early on Wednesdays, usually between 8 and 8:15. 3. No one liked to get to school early. 4. Therefore, Michelle usually hid in the library until the first bell rang at 8:30. 5. If I got to school by 7:59 and went straight to the library, I would get Michelle all to myself for 15 to 30 minutes. Ann Hood has never disappointed me. She Loves You, Yeah, 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 is a story any middle schooler would enjoy. I suspect the story might be firmly based in reality. As the dust jacket points out, Ann has loved the Beatles ever since she saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show when she was 7. Paul is still her favorite Beatle. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.